Okay, so that's with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, grilled onions, ketchup, and hold the pickles.
You know what you like. You wouldn't order your burger just any way. Why should your sports talk be any different? With Chapters on the free Odyssey app, you can choose the topics that matter to you most. Whether it's reactions, matchup previews, injury updates, or team news, quickly find what you really care about. Your football talk, your way. Download the free Odyssey app and start listening today.
Your official station to talk Knicks. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
McMonagle here with you on this Monday morning, a little early, and I'll be dipping out a little early. I got you till 3 a.m., 888-808-1019. We got Rami on the other side taking your phone calls till, again, 3 a.m. on this miserable Monday. And make no mistake to all you dopes out there, this is a miserable Monday for both teams and Jet fans, I know. I know it's been forever. I know you haven't been to the Super Bowl since the man walked on the moon. I know everything else. I'm sorry. I know you got beat by Buffalo 40-14. I know your superstar wide receiver is pissed off. I know everything that's wrong with that freaking franchise, but we're going to push you off just for a second, and we're going to focus on the absolute disaster that is the New York Giants. Because like I said, leading into it, a couple weeks ago when I thought they might lose to Atlanta and Michael Penix. And we're going to get to him too. Because, of course, way to cap off the night is to watch that Sunday night football game. Could it get any worse for a Giant fan who just had his hopes and dreams of drafting at the top of the draft and taking whatever quarterback they want? And maybe that's still plausible. I don't know. We'll go through all the different ways they could do it, what they could do, trading up, anything else. Any other plausible scenario, get a damn quarterback in this team. We'll talk about it, but watching last night, watching those two quarterbacks go at it, watching Jaden Daniels be a freaking superstar and lead a Washington team that, hey, do you think they were more than a quarterback away with that roster? You could have said the same crap about the Giants, about Washington, that you say about the Giants. Oh, they're not a quarterback away. They need so many players. Oh, blah, 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 blah. He just won 11 games. He's going to the playoffs in his first year with a franchise that's been awful for forever. They've been so bad, even Daniel Jones beats up on the Washington Commanders football team, Redskins. It didn't matter. Whatever the case, the Giants at their lowest that this decade that they've been since the 70s still found a way to beat Washington on a regular basis. And 1 year of Jaden Daniels, he's out there driving them down the field in the second half and overtime to secure their playoff spot. And if it weren't for a meaningless win against New England and a meaningless win against Green Bay and a meaningless win against Philadelphia, maybe he'd be the Giant quarterback right now and we'd be talking about playing in the playoffs this year. And then I got to watch Michael Penix too, who rightfully so, I'll say too, as much as I'll talk about Dable coming back and getting him a young quarterback, and as good as Malik Nabers was in this game, as the Giants obviously beat the Colts, and his two touchdown passes and breaking tackles and looking like a stud wide receiver, I still got to watch Michael Penix, who they passed on, Bo Nix, who they passed on. But Michael Penix played great in this game, looked good in his second career start with the Atlanta Falcons. What a way to cap off a miserable day to be a New York Giant fan, because that's what it was. And we can say anything we want, man. And I know I'm not a player. I'm not Carl Banks. I'm not an NFL player. I understand they play to win the game. And this is like the main thing that people don't understand about tanking. No one, not me, anyone else who suggested that losing is in their best interest, because make no mistake, losing the game was in their best interest. Winning the football game is a freaking disaster. That's just a fact. You don't have to like it. You have to like it. And you can tell me why about winning and the players. Of course, the players are going to go play to win. The coach is going to go coach to win. No one wants to be the head coach of a team that's 0-9, the first team in history at home. I understand that. They should. And the part of this we're going to get into is whether Brian Daboll still has control of the room and how he coached this game. And if you get competent quarterback play, like he said, maybe he's a good enough coach to go win football games, and maybe they could have won more football games. But the bottom line is, I am not angry at the New York Giants for winning a football game today, or now yesterday. That's not what we're angry about. I'm not angry about Malik Nabers having a great game and two touchdowns. I'm not mad. Maybe I'm a little bit mad at Drew Lock coming out of nowhere and throwing four touchdown passes. Maybe I'm a little mad. But I'm not even mad at that. I'm not mad that they played well. I'm mad that they played so poorly for so freaking long, that the season was dead in October, that they've been a miserable football team all year long. Forget years prior, I could bring that up, but this is about this year's draft, this year's team. They have been an absolute dumpster fire, like the plane suggested, for weeks, over and over and over. 10 losses in a row. Ineptitude, disaster, disgusting, week after week after week. And at the end of the year, when it's finally starting to come to fruition that they might get this first overall pick, that they might get a quarterback who clearly can change your franchise. I don't know if Sanders or Ward can be that guy or not. I thought Ward played extremely well in the first half of his bowl game. Took himself out, or they, you know, took him out in the second half. Sanders did not have a great game. I don't know enough to tell you. We've seen better prospects than them be busts. It's not about that necessarily. It's about getting having your choice of the quarterbacks. There's only two in this draft, pretty much. And having Brian Daboll and having this team be able, it was right, some excitement. The idea of possibly getting the franchise changer. And this is when you decide to play good football after all the crap you've put me through, after all the crap you've put us through all year long. Now you decide to win a football game. And there are Giant fans and people on the radio and television telling me I should be pleased with it? That the Giants got their third win in week 17? I should be pleased with it? I got Sean O'Hara on the, and I love Sean. Anyone connected to any of those, I love him. I think he does a great job. But he's in the post game talking about how, you know, this is a great win because it's a referendum on what they're doing. A referendum on what they're doing? It's the third win of the 17 weeks they've been playing. Now we can all look and go, hey, it actually does work. Are we serious? Because you played a lousy Colts team who didn't show up defensively at all? I mean, the Giants have played for 17 weeks, 16 games, right? Have you ever seen guys so wide open or so many missed tackles in the entire year playing with the New York Giants? Have you seen it once? Once. Not once. They were awful today. And that's fine. They could be the bums with their playoff lives on the line and playing like that. God help them. I don't have to deal with being a Colts fan today. I'm not mad the Giants played well and won the game. I'm mad they put me in a position because they played so bad all year long. That's the problem. The problem isn't the third win. The problem is only having two up until now and getting to a point where it's obvious what's best for the team. And I have to sit on my couch like so many of you did and openly root against them. And be mad that they're in the lead. And be pissed off they're winning. And laugh and cry and talk to myself when they're returning kickoffs for touchdowns. When they haven't done that since Ron Dixon. That's what's frustrating. That's why it sucks today. I'm sorry. I wish I could just all say a win's a win. Every time you step out on the field, it's to win the game. That's great. The Giants went from the first pick in the draft to having a pick of their choice at the quarterback position to help change this franchise. Like we just saw Washington's franchise change last night and all season long. And now they're the fourth pick. And now we're going to have discussions about whether or not they can trade with New England and give up draft equity that they that now they're going to go pay a steep price for something they had for free before the game yesterday. That's what's frustrating. What's frustrating is what they put us through all year. Not this game. Not the third win. The problem is when they got it. Week 17 is unacceptable to get your third win. And when it ends up hurting you more than it helps you, it's that was the low point of my fandom in any sport. Giants, Yankees, Knicks. The low point of fandom, because I hated myself. The Giants made me hate them and made me hate myself. Because I know what's best, and it sucks rooting for what's best. It's miserable watching them win and being upset about it. And I didn't do that. And you can say it's my choice all you want. It's not my choice. Because I'm a fan who cares about the future of the franchise. I don't care about the 2025 New York Giants anymore because their season died before Halloween. I no longer care about this team. I care about the franchise. I care about next year and the year after. And if we think that today was like a good day for the coach, and maybe it was. Maybe today was a good day for the coach. Right? I've been talking, I want Dable back. He clearly has the team fighting. There was every reason to give up. They did not give up from early on in this game. The defense played well. They had a turnover on a great play early on. The defense did give up a ton of yards. Defense did give up passing yards. There was a couple of scenarios where I thought maybe they were tanking with a terrible fourth down call on a pitch back to Tracy and having no safeties on a clear, you know, at the end of the game when you know Flacco's going to throw it deep. Like, there was a couple scenarios where it was a little head scratching, but overall, he had the team out there playing. The offensive game plan was good. He got Drew Lock to play excellent football at the quarterback position. So if you're looking for reasons to keep Brian Dable, sure, I can sell you on some things in this game. And I guess that's what we're going to look to now. We're going to say, well, clearly on some level, he's got the team playing, so if you're with that, the team is lost or he's lost the team, that's clearly not true. Great. Great. Because he told you in the postgame, when asked, what'd you think of this offense? Well, when you get good quarterback play and you don't turn the ball over, you might have a chance to win. Great or good quarterback play. They haven't had it in 10 years. That's what I wanted, and I'm looking at it right now. The fourth overall pick. And we'll talk about different ways they can get to the top. The Patriots, clearly, I would think, not drafting a quarterback. What are you going to have to give up to move up to one or two to secure one of these two top quarterbacks in this year's draft? What are you going to have to give up? Because whatever it is, this Giant team has too many holes to be trading away draft picks for something they had for free before the game started. So I get it. I get it. I'm a Giants fan. I watched the Giants play football yesterday. I'm supposed to be excited they won this football game. I'm miserable about it. I'm miserable at what they put me through this whole year. And put you through to the point where you're flying planes over the stadium. If you thought this was a good day for the New York Giants, you're out of your mind. This was a miserable day. It's just, I mean, I understand. I heard, you know, people tweeting me. I saw, you know, Bob Papa saying the Twitter GMs need to stop this. It's about winning football games. It's not. I totally disagree. It's just not. At 2-13, it's not about getting to 3-13. It certainly is not. I get why the players do it. I get why the coach wants it. This is what they're doing. This is what they do for a living. I get it. They're too close. They don't have the ability to see the forest through the trees. The New York Giants are in a worse spot moving forward next year. There's just no other way around it. They are. And, oh, the quarterback's a bust. Okay, you'll find a quarterback later in the draft. Okay, listen, they certainly could have last year, and I think as we're watching, that's probably my biggest problem with Dable and Shane right now, is they passed on quarterbacks last year. Penix looks damn good. Bo Nix looks damn good. They should have drafted a quarterback last year. As much as I like Neighbors, and I think he's a great player, they should have drafted a quarterback last year. But we had right there in front of us the ability to draft at the top of the draft, and now it's gone over a meaningless win that means absolutely nothing. It means absolutely nothing. And you can tell yourself all you want that it does. It doesn't. And now we got to try and figure out what are you willing to trade up to get to number one with New England. You know, next week, are you going to play an Eagles team that gives a damn? Are they going to show up? Is Barkley going to play? You got to hope, you know, the Tennessee Titans, who I think I saw a favorite in this game. Like, you need people to lose. You might have to trade up to do it. Because make no mistake, the Giants need a quarterback. And when you're at the top of the draft like this, you have to draft a quarterback. Don't tell me trading back and acquiring picks. Nonsense. The Giants need a damn quarterback. And that got a hell of a lot more difficult with a meaningless win against the Colts yesterday. 888-808-1019. Titans are 4.5-point favorites. Right, because Houston has no reason to play. They're going to assume they're going to sit everybody. So, listen, if the Giants end up with a top two pick, just erase this whole open. I'm open to I'm aware of that. Where it stands right now, I knew what I had. Now I don't have it, and I'm pissed off because I watched this miserable team all year. That's what it's about. It's about going through all of this losing. And it felt like there was light at the end of the tunnel, and now they take that away from us at the end. That's what this is about. This is why it's frustrating. And we'll see if they can end up with one of the top two picks. Then they'll get their quarterback, and we move on. And you end up feeling better about this game because Brian Daboll did show some things here. And he definitely did have the team playing hard. And you saw what Malik Nabers can do, and you saw what this passing attack can do. And you could look, there were some good play calls in there. The offense actually moved. They scored more points than any other game under Brian Daboll's tenure. You have to go back to 2019 the last time they scored this many points. But sitting there on my couch, angry at the Giants playing well, is their fault. It's their fault because it took till week 17 to see it. 888-808-1019. McMonagle here with you on the Fan. I got you till 3 o'clock. We'll take your phone calls at 888-808-1019. On just another miserable football morning. I mean, are there any other kinds? I mean, Monday has just become tragic. And obviously the Jets, will get to them as they get their, you know, doors blown off 40-14. Aaron Rodgers was absolutely awful in the game. The story before the game from Rappaport, you know, going even further into his problems with Garrett Wilson. It is a mess with the New York Jets. And then you had to watch the Giants win a game. It doesn't get worse. It does not get worse as fans here. We have the two worst teams in the league to root for. It's unbelievable. 888-808-1019. Quick break. We'll come back with your phone calls on this Monday morning. McMonagle here with you till 3 right here on the Fan.